let's talk abundance. Let's talk expansion. Let's talk scarcity. There's a lot of people talking about the importance of not being in scarcity and that we have to be in abundance if we want to be abundant. This is where the importance of the power of words really needs to be acknowledged. You've heard us say multiple times that the universe is one of expansion. The universe is in all now moments in a constant state of expansion. That inherently also says that the universe is one of infinite abundance. Now let's look at those words again. Don't be in scarcity, be in abundance. The question to ask yourself is, be in abundance of what? If the universe is naturally one that is in a state of infinite expansion, infinite state of abundance, then it is lacking nothing. It is missing nothing. There is no gap. There is no interference. There is no interruption in the process and state of being in abundance. So let's look at the intention for a moment of those people who say that it is important to be in a state of abundance and to do everything you can not to be in a state of scarcity. First of all, they are creating dichotomy. Scarcity and abundance are not two opposites on a spectrum. Neither is better or worse. Each serves very important purposes. And if one exercises the practice of being in gratitude, then it is now a moment for you to take to consider being in gratitude of both this concept we call abundance and scarcity. They serve specific purposes. They play specific roles. There is no one formula or one definition for what those roles and purposes are because they can differ, morph, change, reform, as is needed to best serve the individual expression of a person at any given point on his or her journey. That speaks right there to the incredible power, potency, magnitude of the concepts of scarcity and this thing called abundance. So let me correct, because it's starting to, I'm sure, irritate you to hear this concept of abundance being referenced but not quite clarified, which is good. This is another moment, side tangent, to identify the discomfort of misalignment or the discomfort of a lack of clarity. It's a good thing. It's another one of those things to be in gratitude of. Because when we are in a state of a lack of clarity, it is nothing if not an opportunity to gain more clarity, to be of more clarity, to see more of the bigger picture that is you. So, if the universe is one of infinite expansion, it is also one, we are saying, of abundance. Abundance of what? Abundance of everything. So when people say be in abundance, not in scarcity, what they're often referring to is get out of the state of lack where you don't have enough, generally of money, but sometimes of relationships. There are a few very key aspects or assets or resources that humans tend to want. So let's pick money, for example. If we're in a state of scarcity, we think we're in a state of scarcity, then we probably are living a reality in which we have less money than we want, we have less things than we want, we have less time than we want, we have lots of less of what we want. So that is living in a state of an abundance of scarcity, an abundance of scarcity. If you want the opposite of that, if you want to look at the dichotomy of that, if you want to try and get on the other side of the spectrum or the vantage point scale of that, you were talking about being in abundance of prosperity, of fortune, of wealth, of health, of, if you want, happiness, of joy, of space, an abundance of time. All of these things need to be considered when we ask for abundance, because if we don't specify what we want to be abundant in or to be abundant of, we are simply asking for more of what we are already drawing to us. So here, specificity and and honored respect of the power of words is incredibly essential. You want abundance in your life because you feel you don't have enough? Great. So first of all, let's look at the words, abundance of prosperity, in all its shapes and forms that you as spirit define as abundance of prosperity. Great. Prosperity then becomes an umbrella term that encompasses all of those things that you wish to have, desire to have. So that's clarifying this concept, hopefully clarifying for you. And if not, listen to this a few times. You will probably hear different things each time. But clarifying that this desire to have abundance is vague is meant to help you see that all is abundant. You can be abundant in scarcity. You can be abundant in lack. You can be abundant in limitation. So if you want to have the opposite of those things that you don't have enough of, then clarify abundance of prosperity, abundance of wealth, of health, of joy, of happiness, whatever it is that you want to be more abundant of. It's very important to correct yourself when you speak of these terms, especially if you find yourself speaking of abundance often, because the universe is listening, even if you're not. And the universe has quite a beautiful grasp of the meaning and the power and the potency of the words, the intentions, and the intention behind the intention of you using those words, whether you have that grasp or not. Time to wake up to that. The other thing I want to touch upon here is the concept of desire, and I am very much, very lightly touching upon very, very big concepts, but they are interlinked. So let's take a look at a general depiction of how they relate for a moment. Desire. Desire is intimately related with lack or scarcity. When we desire something, it is a statement or a claim on one's self, one's being, one's existence in a reality that says, I don't have something. So I have, instead of that thing, a desire for that thing. And the desire for that thing creates limited space between you and the potential of obtaining, having, experiencing, realizing that thing. If there is no space between you and that thing can't come to you. It will be repelled by you naturally by your deep yearning and desire for it, because the deep yearning and desire is translated energetically in, let's say, the universe as a desire to lack it, an intention to lack it, a statement that you lack it. So if you want something, if you want to be prosperous in something, if you want to have something in abundance, consider taking a look at how you see your relationship with that thing first, and then begin to understand that you can't hold it so tightly that you crush it before it even gets to you, just like that bird in your hand. Let it go, let it fly, it will come back to you. Trust, courage to let go. Lots of concepts being touched upon here. And if there are any of you listening who are now asking, well, what about the desire of the soul? How do we differentiate human desire from that of a higher calling? Well, you can look at it this way. Human desire screams at you. When the mental narrative is observed, well done for observing, by the way, most don't yet. When you observe the mental dialogue and you have voices screaming at you, you have an urgency, you have such calls to action that create not a motion of energy to move you toward that through conscious action, but rather a discord within the being where you are imbued with stress and adrenaline and chemical reactions in the body that limit your ability to be clear. That is the product of a human desire playing out. If, on the other hand, let's call it a soul desire in a lifetime or a timeline, is experienced, what happens is there is a very subtle pluck of a chord, and you hear it for a moment, and it resonates strongly at first when it's plucked, and then it dissipates into the field of the unknown. That dissipation, that echo effect of that harmonic getting more and more subtle, is meant to be a call for you to follow the breadcrumbs. You are not going to be given anything in this life. When we're talking about reaching, attaining, fulfilling, realizing soul desire, that is because we are in this beautiful place of free will where we have the right to choose. And if you don't choose, and most often it does require a conscious choice, then you will succumb very easily to the noise of the mental narrative that comes from the human desire, and it will tune out all of those gentle pluckings of the cord. Now, this is an analogy. There isn't an actual cord inside of the soul, so to speak, but it is an experience. It feels very much like a sudden pulling, yearning, drawing, spark even from within. And then it echoes out, it reverberates out until it's no longer perceptible to the human experience. And that is where you realize, okay, now I have a choice, because first of all, I've given myself the gift of observation so that I could notice, so that I could see, capital S, what just happened. The soul was sending me a harmonic of, let's say, its soul desire. What do you do with that? Very quickly, the human in you will turn into fear. You will turn into reciting in your mind all of the infinite reasons why it's not a good idea to follow that harmonic. Great next clue that there is something there to look at. If you allow those fears to overtake you and to manipulate the decision-making process, then you are succumbing to what is sometimes referred to as a counterintention, where there are other forces that are not willing or interested in having you pursue your soul desire because it is against or counter to their objectives or their agenda. I'm not trying to personify sources that are influencing you so that you take accountability away from yourself, but I am saying that there are lots and lots of things that you may not know are happening, but that are still very real and very impactful to your reality. So, keeping that in mind, what do we focus on? How do we empower ourselves the most? We identify through a state of observation where we are an objective observer when those harmonics are plucked. The moment that we identify those moments of resonance from soul desire coming through into the human experience, I would recommend that you consider taking a moment for yourself, taking a deep breath, and simply being as still as possible to understand where that harmonic is going. As you observe even the dissipation of the echo of that harmonic, you are receiving clues, pieces of a very beautiful puzzle that when you can see them, they will begin to tell a story. And that story is almost as though you can imagine it as instructions from the soul on what to do in order to achieve that state of alignment with your soul desire, or ultimately with the reason why you created this life in the first place. Follow those moments. Follow the breadcrumbs of the echo until it dissipates into the unknown. For it is in the unknown that you will discover the known, a known that you have known all along.